Good morning. Welcome to the new year. This is 2012. My name is Monica of monica.ca. I just wanted to speak to you of my intentions of doing more yoga and meditation this year. I really love having a year to do a practice. And this year is about self-awareness, making sure that I know what works for my life and my take away what doesn't work and put in and leave in what does work. That's all I need to do. Because I've accumulated so much in the past few years that I need to sort through it all and figure out what I need and what I don't need anymore. Yoga is something that I've practiced for over 20 years, many different forms. And the one that I'm choosing to use in my life is called shadow yoga. And you can look it up. Shadowyoga.com is the URL for that. I was watching my Facebook, and on the sidebar there was an advertising for 2 weeks of yoga for $40 intro to the Chopra organization. They opened up a new yoga studio wellness center in Vancouver, and that really piqued me, because when I fell off the cliff in the Grand Canyon, one of the ways that I actually managed to get myself reconfigurated was that for a year before I fell, I was listening to Deepak Chopra's quantum healing. In the weeks before I actually was in the Grand Canyon, we had just purchased a whole set of audio tapes of Deepak Chopra speaking his information into tapes. One of the ones that I really remembered was breathe in the light and breathe out the darkness. So when I had been injured, I basically just spoke those words to myself throughout. I could see that I was very, very hurt, and I knew that I needed to grab any kind of tool that I could use to make sure that I was enlightening my body, that I was affirming my life because I was alive, and I wanted to make sure that I, you know, breathed in light, and that really helped me through a great deal of my healing. One of the things that I wanted to bring up was that in my yoga practice this morning, I started with about 20 minutes of meditation, and then I proceeded to start my yoga practice. And the meditation was very good because I was able to somewhat quieten my mind, and I started realizing, you know, the aches and pains in my body, and I noticed where I was maybe stiffer than other places, and that gave me a chance to kind of plan out my yoga practice. You know, what part of my body did I really want to work on? I always want to work on my waist and my hips, because when I broke my back, it was my lumbar 1 T12. So there's always those exercises that kind of get those muscles to kind of relax, elongate, and recover from whatever sitting or walking or work that I've been doing. Other part that was really speaking to me was my neck, and I envisioned a lot of neck and shoulder exercises to open up the airwaves and let the blood circulation get to my hands and into my head, really pre-planning some of the kind of things that my body uniquely needed to work on. That's the best part of, I think, having your own practice, is that you can decide what you need. And best thing about going to yoga classes is that you learn all the different exercises or the different stretches or the different poses that are part and parcel of communicating with your body. My nephew said a really interesting thing. He doesn't really get all the Sanskrit language. And I just said, well, Trevor, you've got to think about it this way, is that when the instructor is saying to the student, please put your hands behind your back and twist your leg this way and move your body this way, that is really what the Sanskrit language is about. It's about describing the pose. And we just hear it as, you know, a foreign language. But really, it's a descriptive language of what the pose really is. My comment to him was, you have to really respect that the sound of the words are moving the parts of the body that needed to be moved. So it's a label for the body to know what part of itself to move. We are all vibration. We are all light. We are all about moving things through the body. If you're looking at your body, you'll have to see that it is a conduit for movement, light and fluids. When we're breathing in through the nose, I'm starting to realize that the whole face actually has mechanisms to pull that air in through the skin, through the eyeballs, through the lips, through the mouth, through the nose. Everything is like a receiver of that energy. So you could really simplify it and say that you could breathe with your whole face, because the whole face is actually a receiver of light and water and air. If you look at the eyes itself, I mean, it's a live receiver for light frequencies. Our bodies are photosynthesism. We need to have light to convert the cellular body, the atomic body. So if you're looking at light, not directly into the sun, of course, but when you're receiving vitamin D or you're receiving light energy, it helps light the internal body. It's like you're taking a flashlight and you're kind of going into the body and turning things on. You've got to be able to receive that light. So, you know, being in front of your computer and inside the house or in the office too much is not natural. Our bodies were not designed with a house over us. It was actually designed, you know, to be like a plant outside taking in sunlight. Some of us are darker than other people, so we are actually designed to receive more sunlight or in need of more sunlight. That's one thing to think about. Another thing to think about is just understanding how the body is engaging with the environment. Know that the receptors and the transmitters within our bodies are always engaged in picking up information. When we take food into our mouths, we are just disseminating the minerals, the fibers, and the liquid that are in the food itself. When we're chewing, we should really spend a little bit more time in processing. Chew your food into liquid. Eat your liquids as food. Take the time to absorb through all the receptors that are in the mouth. One of the things that I'm starting to notice is that the blood draining into the heart through the throat. And so when we actually pulling fluids and light through our bodies, we're doing it with so much of our face and so much of our throat down into the body cavity. So it's really about examining particle theory, atomic matter, and knowing that we're really here as a design of nature and not separate from that. Another thing I noticed this morning in my yoga practice, and I just wanted to point it out, is that there is a locking mechanism in the belly. In my prior broadcasts, I've said to you, you have to reframe the endocrine system. And one of the ways you reframe the endocrine system is to know how to use your belly button, to support your kidneys and your adrenals. But that motion, in turn, is a way of pulling the blood from your kneecaps all the way through the inner thigh into your pelvis and into your all reservoir that needs to understand how to flex and pump and move that through up back towards the heart. Everything is about directing the blood to the heart and to the lungs so that it can be expelled and reprocessed with more oxygen and more nutrition. It's very important to notice that. My last bit that I wanted to say today was directed to Raphael out there. You know, when we have issues with the blood, we have to understand how the blood is designed. The blood is designed to be a 7.2 pH. When we are in that alkaline state, we are not creating toxicity for the body. I say that in that the more acidic our body is, the more it actually breaks us apart to neutralize itself. It will take minerals from our bones and muscles to neutralize the acidic reaction that's happening in the body. The trend that everyone is talking about right now is alkaline 7.2. Just Google it. There's so many people out there that are talking about it and explaining it. I don't need to do it here. I just want to point you into the direction and start practicing. And if you don't get it, give me a call. Make a comment. I'll definitely start directing you to the simplicity of it, because I know how complicated it is when you first start. I just want to make it simple so that you're aware of this is where we are when it comes to taking this bioplasm that we have and making sure that it continues to be the vehicle for our dreams and the vehicle for our inspiration and to serve the planet, because we each have value to give to the planet. That's why we're here. We're here to help each other and the best way we can to get the world to be the blissful place that it is, the blessed place that it is. And we can do that if we just change into knowing more about how the body works, because we can create miracles. The body is a $1 billion piece of work, and we can all use more help to figure out how to make it work. Have a great day wherever you are. Happy New Year. Love you all.